Luke chapter 15, beginning at verse 1. Then drew near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. And the Pharisees and scribes murmured, saying, This man receiveth sinners and eateth with them. And he spake this parable unto them, saying, What man of you, having 100 sheep, and if he lose one of them, doth not leave the 99 in the wilderness, and go after that which is lost until he find it? And when he hath found it, he layeth it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he cometh home, he calleth together his friends and neighbors, saying unto them, Rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. And I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Either what woman, having 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, doth not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligently till she find it? And when she hath found it, she calleth her friends and neighbors together, saying, Rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I had lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. That's where we'll stop reading right there. All right. We had a little thought today. Good news for sinners. There's good news for sinners. So this scripture talks about how that the angels rejoice over one sinner that cometh to repentance. And you see, sinners aren't extinct as the world would have you to believe. But they are in danger. They're in danger every day. Every day that you go without Jesus, you're in danger. Now, they're not hard to find. They're not hard to find. When you brush your teeth this morning, or you rake the comb or the brush through your hair, as you were standing in front of the sink and you looked up, and there was probably a mirror there, when you looked up, you probably saw a sinner. Now, preacher, you have no right to say that. Well, this is what the book says. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You see, sin is what caused separation between us and God. You've read the story in Genesis of how that Eve partook of the forbidden fruit and eat and gave to Adam, and he did eat, and death came upon man. The Bible says, for when lust is conceived, it brings forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, it brings forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. And since sin came into the world, death came into the world, and we became separated from God. And there was nothing we could do about it. We couldn't make atonement. We couldn't do enough good deeds. You can't do enough good deeds to erase the price of your sin. You can't take, and I know Chuck has a farm, he's got animals. Bobby's got a farm, he's got animals. They could pick out the best cow they had and take it, or you may have sheep and take it, and we could sacrifice and take that blood. That blood would not erase your sin. It just won't do it. And so here was man stuck in the mire and the muck of sin and couldn't get the stain off of him. And because of that sin, death was pronounced. And because of the separation of that sin on us that separated us from God, we are on our way to hell. But I've got good news for you. There is a way that you can remove that awful stain. And it's not Tide and it's not OxyClean. It's the blood of Jesus. That's why I've got some good news for you. Now you pray for just a few minutes, Jordan. I won't be very long. But I want to talk to you about the rest of this chapter this morning. We go on down to the next verse. It says, a certain man had two sons. And he told his father, he said, give the portion of goods that falleth to me. And so the father did. And if you read about the Jewish tradition, the eldest son got two-thirds, and the youngest son got a third. The youngest said, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me. So he took his and straightway went and wasted it on riotous living. Every day that you're not with Jesus is wasted. Every day that you're not trying to do God's will, that you're not trying to be a help and a blessing to somebody else, every day that you're not seeking His will in your life is wasted. Done away with. You want to know what the most precious thing we've got in this world is? It's not gold, and it's not money, and it's not fame, and it's not power. It's time. You can't get it back. Now, I'm going to go back to work Monday, and if the good Lord's will, I will work, and they will pay me for that work so I can recoup some of the money that I've spent. But I can't go back to yesterday and get that day back. I can't undo the things that I've done. So you see, friend, if we want to do for the Lord, today is the day. If we want to work for the Lord, if we want to be in His will, if we want to be blessed, today is the day. Let's not make ourselves a promise that we'll try to do better. Let's not make ourselves a promise that tomorrow is going to be better than today. Let's start right now. Let's get to the Lord right now. Today is the day of salvation. Behold, now is the accepted time. If you hear His voice today, harden not your heart. And so this young man took his portion and went out and wasted it on riotous living. And there arose a famine in the land. You know what that is? For you young folks, famine might be an unfamiliar word. It's a time where you can't find anything to eat. It's a time where that food is not abundant. It's a time when you not struggle to find something for nourishment. And let me just tell you something. This young man went into a far country, didn't he? And when he got there and he had spent all, there arose a famine. Let me just relay this to you. And Satan may be telling you this morning, you can do well in life. He may be telling you, you can accomplish great things, and you might very well do that, but you cannot find out in the world what you can find down at the Father's house. Amen. You cannot find the nourishment, the strength, the love, the peace that you can find down at the Father's house. And yes, we had a good Bible school this past week. One of the best I've ever been a part of. One of the most attended Bible schools, as far as I know, that we've had at Dutch Bottoms. But you know what we also had? We had a peaceful Bible school. I didn't hear one errant word. I didn't hear nobody complain. I didn't hear any trouble or any chaos. Everybody just came together and loved one another. And that's why God saved Honor Oliver. That's why that God came by, is because we had a yearning and a desire to work for Him and lift up His name. And what did He promise me and you? He said, and I, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So you see, and I'm just shotgun, here we go. I'm just going to say this. It wasn't the pizza. It wasn't the pulled pork. It wasn't the games or the snow cones or anything like that. It was the love. It was the desire. It was because we lifted up the name of Jesus, and He kept His promise and brought the conviction power on our altar so that sinners could be saved. Amen. That's why it was a good Bible school.
Amen.
All right.
Bless Him, Lord.
He began to be in want. And he joined himself to a man in that country, and he sent him out to feed the hogs, to feed the swine, and he would have eaten the husk from the corn that the swine did eat, but no man would give it to him. Now, I like a good piece of corn, but I've never tried to eat the husk. Have you? That's getting pretty desperate, isn't it? That's getting pretty desperate when you're willing to settle for just the husk off the corn.
Amen.
And he came to himself. How about you? Have you figured out where you're at and where you need to be? This man was in a desperate situation. This man was hungry. This man was lonely. You might say he was broken down in the muck and the mire, and he realized where he was at. Did you know we've got people that live a lifetime in denial? We've got people that live a lifetime and never will admit that they're in trouble. They never will admit the desperate situation that they're in. They'll look to the bottle. They'll look to the pill. They'll look to the lust of the flesh. They'll look to the things of this world. And they never will admit that they need Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread to spare, and I perish with hunger? Now, I didn't count them up here, and you pray on with me for just a minute. I didn't count all the young folks up here. We had a good number. Some of them came here for the first time during Bible school, and you came back today. Thank the good Lord.
Amen.
We need you back here tonight.
Amen.
We need you Wednesday night.
Amen.
We need you Sunday.
Yes. Yes.
And I hope that you know that. I hope that you feel welcome. Listen. And we had four that got saved.
Amen.
Over the course of time, our regular folks, Jenna and Tavia and Ethan and some of these, this Bible school, the memories of this Bible school may blend in with Bible schools from here in the past. But for four precious souls, they'll never forget this Bible school. This Bible school will be precious.
Yes.
This Bible school will be the difference between life and death. You see, there's good news for sinners. You don't have to carry that sin around. You don't have to stay in the muck and the mire. You don't have to be miserable and lonesome and hungry and thirsty. You don't have to stay in that sin. There's a way that you can get that stain removed. There's a way. You know what this young man said? He said, I will arise. Are you tired of carrying around the burden that you've carried for so long? Are you tired of worrying about things that you can't control? Are you tired of that miserable stain being on your life and you tried to do better? You said, I'll make a difference. You said, I'll clean up. You said, I'll be better to my family. I'll be better to my neighbors. I'll be better to the people that I work with. But in the end, when Satan came by, there was no change and no difference. I'm here to tell you today, there is a place where you can find what you need. There is a way that you get that awful stain removed. Where is it? It's down at the Father's house.
Amen.
It's down there where you were originally. You know what you got when you got on your knees. And if you deny it, you never will be satisfied. You never will be happy. But I'm telling you, you can get the joy back in your heart. Once again, you can find a peace that passeth all understanding if you'll make your way back where you started. I will arise, and I'll go down to my Father's house, and I'll say unto my Father, Father, I've sinned in thy presence, and I'm no longer worthy to be called one of your sons. Just make me one of your hired servants. Listen. I know that we're a peculiar people. I know that we're a royal priesthood. I know that we're a chosen generation. But in the beginning and in the end, when all things are considered, we're all just sinners.
Amen.
And the only difference between a mic that's going to heaven and a mic that would be going to hell is the mercy and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's it. There is nothing unique. There is nothing special. We're all just sinners. But I've got good news for you. And listen, I'm not going to tell you I'm perfect. I'm not. There's a woman that's sitting right back there that lives with me that'll tell you that I'm not.
Amen.
I've made mistakes. Have you?
Amen.
Yeah.
I've even seen it come short. Have you?
Amen.
I sure have.
Me too, man.
But I remember one night a long time ago when I was an 8-year-old boy, down on my knees, realized that I was a sinner. Did you know that people have to be lost before they can be saved?
Amen.
Amen.
I heard the preacher preach, and I'll be done here just a minute. I heard the preacher preach, "You must be born again."
Amen.
Had a little Sunday school teacher that loved me, and she fed me chocolate chip cookies, and we colored the pictures about Jesus and his disciples, and she set me up on her lap, and she read the King James Version Bible, told me about Jesus.
Amen.
That's while I was in her presence.
Amen.
When I wasn't around, she was easing off down on her knees, saying, "Lord, please save that little boy."
Amen.
I believe that with all my heart.
Yes.
Yes. I've made mistakes. Yes, I'm not perfect, and you're not either. But I remember a night when I was a little 8-year-old boy, and I got down on my knees, and I said, "Jesus, please save me." On that night, whenever I got down and asked Jesus to save me, and he came in, the angels rejoiced. I believe there was shouting in heaven. And that's not me. I'm nothing special. But when this young man bowed and said, "Jesus, please save me," the angels rejoice. Well, you've heard Lisa's testimony about her. She told the Lord if she could just get to church in the morning, she'd go and be saved. And when she asked and she received, the angels rejoice.
Amen.
I'm here to tell you that the Lord intends for everybody to be saved. And if you go to that awful place, you'll go there over the objections of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You will reject him. He's called and called, and you didn't answer. But there'll be a day when you'll call. Listen, there are people in hell right now that are screaming and begging for one more opportunity, for one more chance. And you know what? There's no answer because they wasted their chance when they were here and the Lord called.
That's
true.
I don't know how you believe, but I believe when the breath leaves this body and the heart stops beating, that's it.
Amen.
Mercy is ended.
Amen.
Y'all get this. Well, preacher, God loves everybody. He wouldn't send anybody to hell. And you're right. He don't. You choose to go there. So when you are too stubborn to answer the call of the Lord,
amen,
and you sat there and him working on that heart,
yes,
I've seen him white knuckle the pew in front of him.
Yeah.
I've seen him get up and run out the door to keep from running to the altar.
Amen.
When you refuse the call of the Lord and you're suffering for eternity in hell, remember, you chose to be there.
Yeah, that's right.
Remember, and I don't have to remind you of that.
Yeah.
I know we're a little quiet today. You want to get to the hamburger, I understand.
Yeah, people.
For the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever, where the worm, their worm, I'd like to quote it exactly. Where their worm dieth not, and the fire is not quenched. Have you ever been able just not to get something off your mind? You go to bed and it's still there.
Yeah.
I'm one of those people, I get the big eye. I guess that's what it's called. And I just can't get it off my mind.
Yeah.
Or you get a song stuck, and it's most of the time it's a song you don't even like. But it's stuck there, and you just can't get it off your mind. Listen, there are people in hell that remember every millisecond of the time they were in church.
Amen.
And the Lord spoke to them.
Yeah. Yeah.
They remember the yearning, the emptiness, the longing that they had on the inside, and how they hang on to that rather than run to Jesus. You know, the worst part about hell is not the fire. The worst part about hell is not the darkness. The worst part about hell is not this, is not the devil. The worst part about hell is an eternity without the Savior.
Amen.
All right.
It's true.
Let me finish up with the prodigal, and I'll be done. He had rehearsed his repentance. He was ready. And he was going to be asked to be made just one of the hired servants. But the father was looking for him. And the father spotted him a long way off. Well, preacher, I'm all right just like I am. Be careful. When a man thinketh himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceiveth himself.
Amen.
Yeah.
The old boy left home and thinking he was all right. He was going to be somebody. By the time he come back, he realized he was a nobody.
Yeah.
He saw Dad coming. I don't know how many feet there were between them. He said, "I'm not worthy to be your son." Mm-hmm. And that's as far as he got.
Yeah.
You know why he couldn't get the rest of it out? Because the father already had him in his arms. Because the father, he was dirty and nasty from the hog pen. Did you know hogs are a filthy animal? The smell of the hog pen is enough to turn your nose. And I'm not even sensitive to smells and things like that. But he had been down there in the hog pen.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was nasty. He was dirty. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what sin you've been wrapped up in. I don't care what you can't let go of. Make your way down to the Father's house. He loves you. And he's given the best just for you.
Amen. Yeah, that's good.
Thank you, Lord.
He's going to say, "Just make me one of your hired servants," but he couldn't get it out. The Father already had him in his arms. And that neck where he had sweated and rubbed them hands where they had dirt and filth and nastiness on them. No doubt. He didn't smell the best, but the father didn't care. He kissed him on the neck.
Yeah.
He didn't demand that him clean himself up. He said, "Bring the best robe that I've got. Let's put it on him. And bring the ring and put on his hand and new shoes." And he said, "Let's kill the fatted calf." Now, there's more of this than I could ever preach out. But did you know the sacrifice has already been made for you?
Amen.
You don't have to worry about cleaning up. You don't have to worry about doing better. Just make your way down to the Father's house. The sacrifice has been made, and you can have it. What is it? What was my sacrifice? Was it a goat, preacher? No. Was it a calf, preacher? No. What was my sacrifice, preacher? It was Jesus. And he hung on Calvary. And he shed his blood so that you could be redeemed. There's good news for sinners. Jesus made a way. As a matter of fact, he said he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. That's what Jesus said. So if you're going to pay your way in, I'm sorry, you can't make it that way. Tithing's great, but tithing won't buy you a ticket to glory. You're going to do charitable deeds, work your way in. That's wonderful. And let me just say this. That's a byproduct of salvation.
Amen.
You want to go a little farther? You going to ride with me?
Yeah.
Jesus didn't save you to sit down.
Amen.
All right, I had two amens. Now, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the rest of you at? Are you sitting? Jesus didn't save you to sit down and never do anything for him.
Amen.
If you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, heaven gave the best that it had for you, and all you can do is just sit and be quiet and never say a word about it. You've got the best if you pulled up. I remember it. I hope you don't mind, Pat. We come out one night after church, and there sat a good-looking Cadillac. And I told Willer, I said, "Who's that?" And he said, "That's Pat's." Oh, it's a nice looking car. But I'm going to tell you, if you got a brand new vehicle, I bought a new truck here about 6 weeks ago, and they all come through and said, "Oh, that's a good looking vehicle." But if you get something nice like that, you kind of want it to be noticed. You want to show it off a little bit. Let me show you what I've got. I don't have much in this world, but I've got the best that is. I've got the Savior. He lives down here on the inside. And he changes the way I dress. He changes the way I walk. He changes the way I talk. I am what I am by the grace of God.
That's good.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Bless
him. Thank you, Lord.
And if he's not the best part of your life, you need to make some changes.
That's right. Amen.
If he's not number one, you need to make some changes.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus.
I've sung this song down here a few times. Ruth Coakley at Round Mountain used to sing it. I hope you can sing it. Lord, you're the best thing that's ever happened to me.
Yes.
Do you remember the chorus? I owe it all to you, Lord. How about it?
All I have is yours, Lord.
Take my life.
Make me what you have me be. He didn't throw me away, Grady. I was just no broken vessel. He could have thrown me away. But he put his hands on me.
Amen.
He made this old broken vessel. Anew.
Yeah.
He put it back together better than it ever been before. Yeah. He took something broken, shattered. I couldn't do anything on the altar that night. But when he put his hands on me and he washed my sins away, I became a new creature in Christ Jesus. Yeah. And the angels rejoiced.
Yeah.
If you weren't here Thursday night, you missed it.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Let me finish with the prodigal. They brought him in. They killed the fatted calf. And the father and everybody in his household rejoiced, right? Wrong.
That's right.
Help him, Lord.
There was one fellow that didn't.
That's right. Yeah.
There was one fellow that wasn't too happy that he had showed back up. His brother.
Yeah. Don't feel it.
He heard the music and he asked one of the servants, said, "What's going on here?" He said, "Your brother that's lost has been found." And he got angry. And the father went out and entreated him. He said, "All these years I've served you, and you never even as much as give me a kid that I could celebrate with my friends." And the father said, "All that I have is yours."
Amen.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
I guess it was in maybe late 70s, early 80s that you give your talk about when you got saved. That's 50-something years ago, John. Marty, I guess that you've been a deacon here as long as I can remember, and I'm 57. 50 plus years that you've been in service here to this church and for the King. And the little boy Jeremiah that got saved right here.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's just as saved as you men are.
Amen.
Silas and Nell, I think we're going to log in here. On Thursday night,
Yes.
Jesus saved Simeon, I guess it was. It got saved Simeon. Yeah. Now that Jesus saved him,
yes.
He looked up, he stood up, and there was all his family. All his cousins, everybody around him.
Yes.
He's just as much saved as I was whenever I was 8 years old.
Praise the Lord.
We want to look down our nose at this old brother. Remember the parable of the workers in the field? Some went in at the ninth hour and throughout the day. And then there was some came in at the very last hour, the 11th. And they all got paid the same. And some of them began to complain. I'm not going to complain because I got salvation.
Amen.
So if I live another 50 years, I'm going to be worshiping him. I'm going to be praising him because he didn't have to redeem me. He didn't have to save me. He could have let me slip right off into hell. But he had mercy. I've got good news for you sinners. You can repent. You can be redeemed. You can be washed. And you can be whole.
Out the Father's house.
I'll make it just fine without him.
Really?
In him we live and move.
Have
our very being. If you draw one more breath, it's because he gave it to you.
Amen.
Amen.
If your heart beats one more time, it's because Jesus willed it.
Amen.
He has mercy on you.
Bless you.
Okay. Good news for sinners. You can repent. You can come home. You can be clean. You don't have to live in the same old miserable state you've been in for these years and years and years. God's made a way for you. He sent his best, his only begotten son, just for you. So let me close with this. John likes to have you raise your hand. We're going to raise hands. And I know some of you wouldn't hear every night. Some of you could just make it for just a little while. But if you're glad Dutch Bottoms seen souls saved during the Bible school, if you enjoyed Bible school, if you're glad that you came this week, raise your hand. Oh, friend. Roger, was Friday night the last night of Bible school?
But it was the last official night of Bible school, but it can carry on.
But the joy don't have to end.
That's right.
The celebration don't have to end.
That's right.
That's right.
The sacrifice has already been made. Oh, you've seen these characterizations of these young folks. I'm not convinced that they're all this way. The world says all our young folks wants to do is party. Christians, the last official night of Bible school was Friday. Let's continue the party. Let's keep celebrating. Let's keep working. Let's keep praying. We saw four souls saved. But there were others I prayed for that didn't make a move.
Amen.
It's not up to me. And I would be sinning if I got a hold of a sinner and I pulled and I tugged and I told them they were saved, they'd still be deceived.
That's right.
And on their way to hell. Yeah.
Amen.
But I do believe this with all my heart. God knows the time.
Amen.
And God knows the place.
That's right.
And if we'll just keep praying, God will keep saving.
Amen.
You may be the parent of one of these children that got saved, or the grandparent. Raise your hand if you got some more you want to see saved.
Amen.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Amen.
And if we'll just keep, you know why
this happened, Roger hit the nail on the head. We came together. We loved each other. We prayed and we lifted up in the name of Jesus. There is nothing we've done. There is nothing we've done this week that we can't keep up. There's nothing we've done this week that we can't continue with.
True.
If we'll just pray. We had boys and girls come and repent and get right. We had some come and get saved. The gorilla's not in the baptistry anymore. The salvation's still on the altar.
Amen.
You can still get it. We're still offering it. It's not a limited time thing. In a sense, you're here and it's here. I told you the most precious thing we have is time.
That's right.
There'll be a day when time should be no more.
Amen.
And when Jesus comes back, it'll be too late to be saved.
Amen.
All right. Good news for sinners. You can repent. You can be saved. You can be washed. You get that stain off you. You can be free. And listen. Because your favorite preacher is saved, that don't mean you are. Because your mom and daddy's saved, that don't mean you are. Because your favorite person is saved, that don't mean you are. Let every man, that means woman, boy, and girl, work out his own salvation. You know who can save you? Jesus. And you have to know him personally.
Amen.
Let me say this, and I'm done. I made this analogy, I guess, Thursday night. You all know who Donald Trump is, or I can change that to Joe Biden. Whatever your preference is, I don't care, really. You know who they are. You recognize their picture. But if somebody held up a picture of you to that same man whose name you know, would they know you? A lot of people know the name of Jesus, but he doesn't know them. And you know what's going to make the difference on the day of all days? There'll be people there on that day saying, "We've done many wonderful works in your name. We've cast out demons." And Jesus will say, are you hearing me? Jesus will say, "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you."
Amen.
You see, this is all about who you know and whether or not they know you. All right. Good news for sinners. You can be saved. You can be redeemed. Great to come and play just a verse of Amazing Grace or Just As I Am or whatever you deem appropriate. We're going to give you just a minute to, if you need to be, if you want to come pray, I'm going to give you that opportunity. Let me just say this while Grady's getting ready. You will never do it on your own. You'll never do it on your own. You've got to have Jesus with you. That's
Amen.
All you need. Would you like to come pray? All to Jesus, I surrender. That's what you got to do, is just lay it all down at his feet. Well, preacher, I'm doing okay. None of us really are. Did you know that? We got to have Jesus every day. I pointed out these fellas right here, been on the way a long time. Guess what? Every day, if we're going to be in the center of God's will, they've got to lay it all down and say, "Here I am, Jesus. Make me today what you want." All to Jesus, I surrender. I surrender all.
you done what he'd have you to do. There's only one way. And listen, you know what keeps people from getting to Jesus? Pride. We have so much pride in our lives that we can't admit we're not where we need to be. That we can't acknowledge that we're not right with God. Don't let that keep you from him. If you walk out of this building today and you're not where you need to be with God, you're going to miss a blessing that he would have given you. You're going to miss the opportunity to bless his people. You're going to miss an opportunity to make the angels rejoice. I surrender all. Are you willing? Are you where the Lord wants you to be?